Biblically-centered kids.
Yo, yo, yo. Happy Saturday, everybody. How you doing today? I hope you're enjoying your weekend because today is June 29th, 2024, and my name is Mr. Johnny. And I want to welcome you to the Biblically Centered Kids podcast on this beautiful Saturday. All right, so surely by this point you guys committed the virtue of the week to memory, right? Yeah, I know you have. All right, let's go ahead and say it out loud. Virtue Z says... Did you remember it? All right, well, I'll go over it with you as well, okay? Virtue Z says, we zealously share the gospel with others, living our lives in a manner that points to God. Great job. I'm sure you guys had that memorized, right? Especially if you've been listening to all the episodes this week. All right, so for today's game, we're going to take some time and play a game to help you get to know the people around you. Who are you with? Are you with your mom or dad? Are you with a brother or sister? This game works best if you're around somebody else. So if you need to go grab someone to play the game in the next portion of the episode, go do that now. Today I'm going to ask a few get-to-know-you questions. You know what? And some might even be a little silly. But this is a good way to get to know the people you are around and maybe learn some unique things about their likes and interests. I'll ask a question, and then I'll give y'all some time to discuss your answers. And then to end each question, I'll give my answer as well. Are you ready? All right, question one. What is the name of your favorite stuffed animal? And if any adults are playing, if you don't currently have one, that's okay. What was one of the favorite ones you had from when you were a kid? My favorite stuffed animal was a sock monkey named Magic Monkey. I got him when I was in kindergarten, and I actually still have him to this day, and I gifted him to my firstborn son. All right, question two. What's your opinion? Is a hot dog a sandwich? What do you think? My answer is, yes, I think it's a sandwich. I can't really think of a classification of a sandwich that doesn't apply to a hot dog. I mean, it's meat and toppings with bread on either side, so sounds like a sandwich to me, right? Question three, what is your favorite ice cream flavor? My favorite ice cream flavor is a simple one. It's chocolate chip cookie dough. I think I've actually said that on this podcast before. But it's not just any chocolate chip cookie dough. It's the one made by Bluebell. Question four. If you could be friends with any cartoon character, who would it be? Well, when I was a kid, there was a show called Rocket Power, which was about a group of friends who lived near the beach and skateboarded and surfed and played hockey, and they had this cool handshake. And this was right about the time that I was getting into skateboarding myself. So I think it would have been fun to be friends with that group of cartoon characters. All right, question 5. If you could have a lifetime supply of anything, think of something other than money. What would it be? Okay, my answer is probably not that thought out, but off the top of my head, I would honestly just say a lifetime supply of paper towels. That'd be pretty awesome. We go through paper towels so quick in my house. The packages are always awkward and take up so much space of your shopping cart in the grocery store. And if I could just never have to worry about grabbing a giant case of paper towels again, I think I'd be a happy camper. All right, question 6. If you could have one superpower, what would it be? All right, I think if I could have one superpower, it would be the ability to manipulate time. Whether pausing time or maybe being able to go a little bit forward or a little bit back in time. I think that could be a very interesting superpower. Okay, question 7. All right, well, this one's kind of sort of related to my last answer, but if you could travel in time, would you rather go to the past or to the future, and why? I would rather go to the past. There are so many cool points in history that we've only ever heard of or read about. So for me, I think it would be cool to actually go visit one of those time periods. Question 8. Who is your favorite superhero? Yeah, this is another tough one, right? It's kind of super hard to narrow it down. But truthfully, at the end of the day, I just think Spider-Man's the best overall superhero. Question 9. If there was a type of food or item of food you had to eat every day for the rest of your life at least one of your meals each day, what would it be? Okay, I think my answer at this moment is sausage and chicken gumbo. I really think I could have that as a meal for the rest of my life each day and be just fine. Have you ever had gumbo? If not, you should definitely give it a try. Of course, not all parts of the country have gumbo, so you may want to look up a recipe. And no, the Campbell's can of condensed gumbo soup is not gumbo. All right, last question. Question 10. The age-old debate. Do you like pineapple on pizza? You know, there are some people, even famous chefs, who have strong opinions about pineapple on pizza. But you know what? I love it. In fact, my favorite pizza is pepperoni and pineapple. I mean, it's worth a shot. It's a little savory with some hints of tartness and sweetness. What's not to like? All right, well, this game was a lot of fun, right? Sometimes it's just nice to sit down with the people around you and have a conversation. Conversations are powerful. Conversations change people's lives. But conversations are also a skill. Being able to have conversations with people around us, especially those people who are different from us, can be a challenge. It doesn't always just come natural. But it's an important skill to try and improve on. I mean, I'm in my 30s and I'm still learning it as well. But as we've been talking about sharing the gospel this week and living in a way that points to Jesus, learning how to have a conversation in the first place is a great place to start. I thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you enjoyed this episode, learned something, and maybe had a few laughs along the way. Tomorrow, Miss Danica is going to be leading us in a fun draw along. So we're going to see you right here tomorrow. Until next time.